It's an honor to be here again. It's been a while. Thank you for having me here. Today we hear about the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit did not only come in the Bible. The Holy Spirit had been there since the beginning throughout the working of the world. The Holy Spirit spoke to Moses and many prophets. When the Holy Spirit spoke to Moses, telling him to lead the Israelites, Moses' face turned radiantly white. And also when Moses got tired of speaking, sharing, and preaching to the Israelites in the desert, he went to God and said that he was tired of leading the people. And God then said to him, "Bring me 70 of your leaders." Then God distributed the Holy Spirit among them, so each of them would go and do their own portion of the work to help lead the Israelite community in the ways of God, so that Moses did not have to carry all the burdens alone. Two of the leaders were left behind at the tent, but they received the Holy Spirit at the same time the others did. And the two started to prophesy, bless the people, and pray. Then there were two kids running to Moses and told him, the two men in the camp started to prophesy, doing his job. But Moses said, it would be great if only everyone would take his job. It would be great if God would pour out the Holy Spirit into all people. It would be great to celebrate, to rejoice, if God would work in all people. We fall short of God's creation. God created humanity out of love, and God loves each every one of us. But we come short how God intended us to be. We do not become fully human as God intended. It is like some disease such as arthritis and leprosy causing our bodies, our bones to shrink and twist. God intended us to be Christ-like, but we fell short on that. We are unable to hear God and incorporate with our neighbors. Our relationship broke between God and our neighbor. There were and there are wars among ourselves and among countries and nations. I would like to relate the Hmong people with the Old Testament, the book of Ezekiel, the story of the dry bones that we don't read today. The story in Ezekiel is how God pours life into the dry bones, and then creation groans under the work of the Holy Spirit. The passage about the dry bones was a vision in the Old Testament, but in reality, I can relate that to the Hmong people with such a powerful story. The Hmong people originated from southwestern China. Centuries ago, due to some conflicts, many thousands of Hmong resettled in Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, and Myanmar. The Hmong people lived high up in the mountains of Laos, and prior to the Vietnam War, Hmong could not participate with the lowland Lao. When a Hmong man rode his horse passing through a Lao village, he had to get off his horse and lead the horse by foot until he passed the village. Otherwise, he would be chased, beaten, and penalized for not getting off his horse while passing through the Lao village. The Hmong did not have much freedom to live their life for years until the Americans came in contact with the Hmong in early 1960s. I would like to reflect on the Vietnam War and how I see it. The relationship between Hmong and the Americans was established in the early 1960s when the U.S. government officials recruited the Hmong to help block the Ho Chi Minh supply trail via Laos to South Vietnam and to help stop the spread of communism in Southeast Asia. The Hmong fought alongside the U.S. government for 15 years, and there were tremendous casualties. But Hmong rose up to power. General Vang Pao led the Hmong during the Vietnam War in Laos, and the Hmong had also established good relationship with the Lao royal family and its people. After the U.S. government pulled out its troops from Southeast Asia, the Hmong became political prisoners facing re-education camps and persecution. Many thousands fled to Thailand and finally granted resettlement in the U.S., Canada, France, and many places of the world. Due to the work and relationship between the Hmong and the U.S. government, many thousand Hmong, including my family, were granted freedom and democracy in the West. Imagine there were no Vietnam War, or the U.S. government continued fighting the war. How would it be? Definitely, I would never be here today. And many thousands more Hmong and Americans could have lost their lives. Many thanks to all the fallen heroes, thanks to the U.S. government and the American people, and thanks be to God for the work of the Holy Spirit, that relationship between the Hmong and the Americans was established. God is the source of all good. Turning away from God is turning away from good itself. And it leads to broken relationship and broken people. But the story of God is the story of love, the story of reconciliation, humanity to God and then to each other through the goodness that we receive when we reconcile with God. This love takes work and effort. The effort of allowing the Holy Spirit coming to us and through us to help shape us to be Christ-like creature that God intended us to be. It is the effort that the Holy Spirit will hear today to help us become fully human again. The work of the Holy Spirit is a gift of God's goodness and His own way. God's gift shapes us to be God's people. And when God shows His face to a people, they change and have life like the dry bones again. We have been renewed through the Spirit to be people of God, to be people that God intends us to be. And it is why we celebrate it today. It is also the energy of being active at church. For we listen and follow the Spirit to live in God through the Spirit and to fully love in God and reach out to each other through God. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.